Unit 8. Energy. Recording 23.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to talk about the wave energy converter. You're probably wondering what a wave energy converter is. So let's have a simple definition to start with. Very simply, a wave energy converter is a system which converts the energy from sea waves into electrical power. Before I talk about the system itself, let me tell you where it is located, because some systems are located on the surface of the sea and some on the seashore. But not this system. The wave energy converter is fixed to the seabed. Okay, now let's look at the main components. The wave energy converter has five main components or parts. These are a very large flexible disc, a lever, a chamber which takes in seawater, a set of pistons, many seawater pipes, and of course a turbine on the land. The main specifications of the system are as follows. The whole system on the seabed is 4.6 metres high and 20.4 metres long. The main pipe is 125 millimetres wide. The pressure of the water in the pipes is 7,000 kilopascals or 1,000 psi. That's pounds per square inch. The complete system can generate 100 kilowatts of electricity. Okay, that's enough number crunching. Let's look at how the system works. Here's a very simple account of the operation of the system. Let's start with the sea. The sea wave oscillates. This oscillating motion pushes the disc down in a linear motion. The disc makes the lever oscillate. The oscillating lever makes the pistons move in a reciprocating motion. Then the pistons push seawater from the chamber through the pipe at high pressure. The high pressure water then makes the turbine rotate. And of course this generates electricity. So, that's how it works. And of course, this system has great benefits. The most important benefit is that wave energy is a renewable energy resource, and of course, it uses no fossil fuels.